The year 2020 has quickly become a time of stress and distress. Let's tune that out and turn on some beautiful music. Come with me on a mighty mellow journey. It's gentle on my mind, an easy listening experience. Tune in, turn on, unplug.
Thank you.
some beautiful music by David Snell with the Crab Apple Jam here on Gentle on My Mind, an easy listening experience. And a lot of what we're going through in 2020 is anything but easy. So we need to take care of ourselves, recharge, so that we can fight the good fight, stay healthy, and prevail against the darkness.
Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these broken wings and learn to fly. All your life you were only waiting for the
this moment to arise. Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these sunken eyes and learn to see all your life. You were only waiting for this moment to be free. Dead of night, take these broken wings and learn to fly all your life. You were only waiting for this moment to arise. Blackbird singing in the dead of night, take these sunken eyes and learn to see all your life. You were only waiting for this moment. Blackbird fly, blackbird fly, into the light of the dark black night. Blackbird singing in the dead of night, take these broken wings and learn to fly. Blackbird fly, into the light of the night.
David Rose with Wear Your Love Like Heaven and Working on a Groovy Thing. We're definitely working on a groovy thing here at Gentle on My Mind, an easy listening experience. And I'm the Mighty Mellow DJ, DJ Fred.
This is Bird Note. One of nature's enthralling spectacles is a flock of thousands of shorebirds flying wingtip to wingtip. The huge flock seems to act like a single organism, rolling and twisting in exquisite patterns. To better understand how these shorebird flocks operate, scientists analyzed videos of them in flight. Surprisingly, they found that flocks use a combination of two well-known organizational patterns. One is a cluster. Lots of shorebirds flying together in a loose, three-dimensional cloud. It's a marvel of precise action that allows the birds to confuse predators and to avoid colliding with one another. The second kind of pattern is a basic V formation, where smaller groups of birds within the flock sync up in V shapes, like migrating geese. The V formation has a different purpose, to make flight more efficient, as birds in formation ride off the lift created by birds ahead of them. The compound pattern combines the advantages of the cluster and the V formation to improve both predator avoidance and aerodynamic efficiency. Head to birdnote.org to see videos of huge shorebird flocks in action. I'm Mary McCann.
Support for Bird Note comes from American Bird Conservancy and Bringing Back the Birds, a photo book by Owen Deutsch on the importance of protecting birdscapes. Available at Amazon.com.
Music to set your mind at ease. It's Gentle on My Mind, an easy listening experience, and I'm the Mighty Mellow DJ Fred.
Thank you.
We're working on a groovy thing. It's gentle on my mind and easy listening experience with the Mighty Mellow DJ Fred.
You might be surprised to hear what ends up in our water supply and what the limitations are in many water treatment plants. I'm Jim Mitzner, and this is The Pulse of the Planet.
We think about ways to improve the processes that remove contaminants from drinking water and also from wastewater.
Kimberly Jones is a professor and the chair of the Department of Civil and Environmental Engineering at Howard University.
We employ things like nanotechnology to incorporate them into some of the more tried and true unit operations for removing contaminants from water and wastewater. So one example of that are pharmaceutical products. We know that as society progresses, we use more pharmaceuticals than we ever have before. For example, you take a pill for something, it's designed to react in your body somehow, but you don't metabolize all of that medicine. It then goes through your body, it ends up in the sewage, it goes to a wastewater treatment plant. And if the wastewater treatment plant isn't designed to remove those compounds, which they traditionally aren't because we're just discovering them in our water recently, then we have to change what we do in a wastewater treatment plant to remove the pharmaceuticals. One very common example is just caffeine. Caffeine is considered a pharmaceutical because it has an effect on your body. Caffeine is a stimulant, and since it has an impact on the human body, we can hypothesize that it probably has an effect on fish and other living organisms in our receiving bodies of water. So a few years ago, the United States Geological Survey took a nationwide study of pharmaceuticals in waters in the United States, and in 80% of the waters that they tested, they found one or more pharmaceutical contaminants, with one of the most common contaminants being caffeine.
In future programs, we'll hear what steps are being taken to remove pharmaceuticals in water treatment plants. Pulse of the Planet is made possible in part by the Center for Earth and Environmental Nanotechnology and the National Science Foundation.
Welcome back. I'm the Mighty Mellow DJ Fred. You're listening to Gentle on My Mind, an easy listening experience. And it's time to visit the Liberace Library.
Thank you.
Lawrence Welk with Gentle on My Mind. Just one of the many theme songs here at Gentle on My Mind. Before that, we heard Liberace with a Gershwin medley and Sonata Number 9. Number 9, number 9, number 9. Well, this is the Mighty Mellow DJ Fred, and if you have missed any of our programs, Gentle on My Mind is archived at radioforall.net. That's radio, the numeral 4, all.net. Norwegian-Australian composer Sven Liebeck with Go Anywhere from the soundtrack to the film Nickel Queen. Before that, of course, John Barry with a theme from Midnight Cowboy. You're tuned to Gentle On My Mind, an easy listening experience with the mighty mellow DJ Fred.
Exploring Science in the Sea. In June of 1870, readers in France were treated to the conclusion of one of the most exciting adventure stories of the century. It was the end of an underwater odyssey, the travels of Captain Nemo and his guests aboard the submarine Nautilus. It's an adventure that's been inspiring marine scientists, engineers, and others ever since. 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea was written by Jules Verne, one of the first authors of modern science fiction. He wrote about journeys around Earth, to the center of the Earth, and to the Moon. And beginning in March 1869, he wrote about traveling under the sea. The story was published in installments, so it took more than a year for readers to get the whole thing. Verne's tale was inspired by the science and engineering of the day. He'd seen a model submarine at an exposition in 1867, for example. And Nautilus was named for an earlier sub. 20,000 Leagues told the tale of Captain Nemo, a mysterious character who attacked ships of all nations. He took aboard three men who were part of an expedition sent to track him down. They joined him on many adventures, to coral reefs, sunken ships, and the lost city of Atlantis. The story was published in book form in 1871. A good English version didn't appear until the 20th century, but it's been in print ever since. The title, by the way, refers not to how deep the Nautilus went, but to how far it traveled under the water, about 50,000 miles, an adventure that began 150 years ago. Science in the Sea is a production of the University of Texas Marine Science Institute at Port Aransas. I'm Holly Brawley.
Thank you.
relax, breathe, chill, unplug. It's gentle on my mind, an easy listening experience.
Why do I hear your sea winds blowing? Why do I see the dives glowing? She was 21 when I left Galveston. Galveston, oh Galveston. Wonder if she could forget me. I'd go home if they would let me. Put down this gun and go to Galveston. I get old. Of each where we used to run. Galveston, oh Galveston, I am so afraid of dying before I dry the tears she's crying, before I
Mr. Don Ho with the very first recorded version of Galveston. Prior to that, we heard The Heavyweights from 1969 and a tune called Shambhala, not the Three Dog Night version, however. And we started off with Robert Maxwell, beautiful harpist, and his rendition of Ebb Tide. Well, this is the Mighty Mellow DJ Fred. I hope that you've been chilling out. I hope you're enjoying the program. I would be happy for any feedback that you would like to share. My email address is freeradioskybird@icloud.com. That's freeradioskybird@icloud.com. This is the Mighty Mellow DJ Fred reminding you, wherever you are on the planet, be gentle on yourself. Be gentle of spirit. Be gentle on your mind.